Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore The Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday and Stephen Hanselman. Published in 2016, this transformative book offers a year's worth of daily meditations rooted in the timeless wisdom of Stoic philosophy, drawing from the lives and teachings of figures like Emperor Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus. Each entry encourages introspection and the pursuit of serenity, guiding the reader to appreciate life's deeper values. Ryan Holiday, renowned for his insights on strategy and culture, co-authors this book with Stephen Hanselman, a literary expert with a scholarly background from Harvard Divinity School. Together, they make ancient philosophical ideas accessible and relevant to modern audiences. This book is perfect for anyone seeking self-improvement, whether you are a person feeling unnoticed and seeking confidence, an overwhelmed worker in search of rejuvenation, or a student of philosophy eager to connect with ancient teachings in a practical context. Tune in and discover how Stoic wisdom can inspire and enrich your daily life, one page at a time. The Daily Stoic, 366. Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living. Introduction. Embrace Timeless Wisdom: How Stoic Teachings Enhance Modern Life. Nearly 2.5 millennia ago, Stoicism emerged from the philosophical curiosity of Zeno, a merchant who turned to philosophy after a catastrophic shipwreck stripped him of his wealth. His quest for understanding led to the birth of Stoicism in ancient Greece, a philosophy profoundly practical, aimed not at unraveling esoteric mysteries, but at answering a pressing question: how should one live a good life? Indeed, what relevance could such an ancient philosophy have in the fast-paced, highly digital world of today? The answer lies in the universal appeal of its principles. Stoicism teaches that the essence of a well-lived life pivots on virtue, comprising courage, wisdom, moderation, and justice. These are not merely abstract qualities, but practical tools to foster resilience and equanimity in the face of life's inevitable challenges. The Daily Stoic, penned by Ryan Holiday, serves as a modern guide to these ancient principles, offering daily insights drawn from the works of three pivotal Stoic figures: Marcus Aurelius, Seneca the Younger, and Epictetus. These philosophers, from different walks of life, an emperor, a playwright, and a once enslaved teacher, offer a rich tapestry of thoughts encapsulated in their timeless writings. Aurelius's introspective Meditations, Seneca's instructive Moral Letters, and Epictetus's practical Enchiridion provide the backbone of Holiday's work. This book cleverly distills Stoic wisdom into 366 daily meditations, one for each day, providing not just quotes but expansive reflections that make ancient insights accessible and applicable to modern life. While it's not feasible to explore each meditation in this summary, we will delve into several key teachings that encapsulate the core of Stoic philosophy over the coming segments. So let's embark on this journey of wisdom, rediscovering how ancient Stoic teachings can profoundly influence and improve our lives today. Part 1. Reflect inwardly and choose your company wisely. At the heart of Stoic philosophy lies a profound emphasis on self-reflection, a process deemed essential for personal development and growth. Epictetus, a revered Stoic teacher from the 2nd century CE, asserted that the journey toward wisdom begins the moment we start to scrutinize our automatic thoughts, emotions, and daily language. This introspective practice is our gateway to truly understanding ourselves. Such depth of self-inquiry, however, is no straightforward task. Ego and self-deception are formidable adversaries that constantly assure us of our self-knowledge, blocking true introspection. Epictetus warns, "It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows." Heeding this advice means approaching self-examination with humility and openness, qualities paramount for anyone dedicated to learning. The reflections uncovered might not always be pleasant. Discovering one's frailties, vices, or egotistical traits can be unsettling, yet it's crucial to face these truths. Only by acknowledging these aspects can we hope to modify and improve upon them, steering closer to the virtues of courage, wisdom, moderation, and justice. However, self-reflection isn't solely about inward examination. It also extends to the people with whom we surround ourselves. The company we keep significantly shapes our character and behaviors. Associating with individuals who challenge and inspire us can propel our growth, while the opposite can hinder our progress. Seneca, another Stoic luminary, offered a strategy to leverage this dynamic. He suggested keeping the image of a respected and admired person in mind, believing that the mere notion of their judgment could guide our actions towards virtue. This mental companion serves as a moral beacon, helping us to align our behaviors with our highest ideals. In summary, by cultivating a deeper awareness of both our internal landscapes and external associations, we can achieve greater clarity in our actions. This clarity not only brings us closer to our philosophical ideals, but also enhances our practical ability to act with courage, wisdom, moderation, and justice in everyday life. Part 2: Streamlining Your Focus in a World Filled with Distractions. Today it seems as though our attention is constantly being fragmented by an endless array of distractions: news notifications, social media feeds, emails, and more. Yet the struggle with distractions isn't exclusively a modern dilemma. Even in ancient times, Stoic philosophers like Marcus Aurelius grappled with maintaining focus amidst the demands of life. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor known for his Stoic practice, developed strategies to mitigate distractions effectively. His approach was remarkably straightforward, yet profound. Treat each task as if it were your last. By envisioning that whatever you're doing could be your final act, you not only heighten your focus, but also enhance the quality of the task at hand. Imagine the intensity and dedication you would bring to your actions if each could be your last. Suddenly, distractions diminish, and the present moment becomes profoundly significant. Another cornerstone of Stoic wisdom focuses on the acceptance of what is within our control and what is not. According to Stoicism, the only true dominion we possess is over our own minds. Our bodies, despite our efforts, will eventually succumb to illness or injury. Recognizing and accepting this limitation refocuses our efforts on what we can influence: our thoughts and reactions. In practical terms, integrating this philosophy into daily life can profoundly impact your mental clarity and stress levels. Here's how you might apply it. Morning. Begin your day by identifying what's within your control. This morning reflection can set the tone for the day, keeping your focus on these elements and mentally releasing what's beyond your control. Midday. Remind yourself of your core ability to make choices. Midday often brings fatigue and waning concentration, making it a crucial time to refocus on the decisions you make rather than the chaos around you. Evening. As you prepare for rest, reflect on the multitude of factors outside your control. Allow these thoughts to dissipate as you remind yourself that these matters lie in the hands of fate, not in your hands. By structuring your day around these Stoic practices, you can nurture a mindset that emphasizes focus and effectiveness, liberating you from the burdens of external distractions and aligning your actions with your values. In embracing this philosophy, not only is clarity heightened, but a sense of tranquility follows, knowing you're living each day with purposeful intent. Part 3: Choosing Your Reaction. A lesson in perspective from Stoicism. Stoic philosopher Epictetus offers a powerful insight regarding our control over situations. While we may not have the power to change certain circumstances, we possess the ability to choose our reactions to them. He utilizes the metaphor of two handles to illustrate that every situation can be approached in two different ways: one that will hinder us, and another that will help us. Epictetus presents a relatable example concerning personal relationships. Consider a conflict with a sibling. One handle represents focusing on their wrongdoing, which only fuels anger and resentment, making it impossible to resolve the issue positively. The second handle, however, involves remembering the bond you share. the childhood memories, the familial love. By choosing this handle, you approach the situation with compassion and understanding, which can lead to reconciliation and peace. The story of journalist William Seabrook further exemplifies this theory. In 1933, struggling with alcoholism, Seabrook admitted himself into an asylum, the only available rehab facility at the time. Initially, Seabrook clung to the handle of resistance, viewing himself solely as an addict and opposing the treatment process. This approach only led to friction and negative outcomes. However, a turning point came when he encountered Epictetus's wisdom on the two handles. Realizing he had been grasping the wrong handle, that of addiction rather than recovery, Seabrook shifted his perspective. He embraced the other handle, committing to his treatment with an open mind and a hopeful heart. This change not only made his time in the asylum more agreeable, but also enabled him to genuinely pursue sobriety. Seabrook's transformation is a testament to the power of selecting the constructive handle in any situation. Though not every story may be as dramatic, the principle holds true. If one handle leads to frustration and failure, we always have the option to try the other. By adopting this approach, we empower ourselves to navigate challenges more effectively, steering our lives with intention and wisdom. Part 4. Navigating biases for clearer thinking. Stoicism teaches that true intelligence often starts with recognizing our own limitations and biases. We tend to overestimate our knowledge and capabilities, believing ourselves to be more insightful than we actually are. The path to genuine wisdom, however, begins with humility and the active identification of flaws in our own thoughts. Let's take a moment to consider biases, the immediate judgments our minds make based on previous experiences. These quick decisions can be lifesavers, like instinctively dodging a falling branch. Malcolm Gladwell, in his book Blink, illustrates how these rapid assessments are a double-edged sword. They help us in moments of need, but also precipitate our prejudices just as quickly. For instance, encountering someone who reminds us of a person we dislike may trigger unfair negativity towards a complete stranger. Before reacting to any situation, pause to examine the underlying assumptions that guide your response. Questions like, "What am I overlooking?" or "Could I be wrong?" can help pivot from a potentially biased stance to a more reasoned one, enabling you to avoid misjudgments and misunderstandings. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic himself, advised people to scrutinize the cause and effect relationships in their thoughts and actions, encouraging an understanding of how biases could influence behavior. Finding patterns in how we think and act can reveal our prejudiced inclinations, allowing us to correct and refine our processes. Another perspective comes from the 17th century samurai Musashi, who distinguished between the observing eye and the perceiving eye. The observing eye sees things as they are, uncolored by personal prejudice, while the perceiving eye adds subjective interpretation and meaning, often skewing reality. This distinction underscores the importance of viewing situations as neutrally as possible to avoid the kind of misconceptions that can lead to errors in judgment. By becoming more aware of and vigilant against our biases, we can achieve a clearer, more accurate understanding of the world around us. This clarity not only informs better decision-making, but also aligns more closely with the Stoic goal of living a reasoned and just life. Recognizing and adjusting for biases, therefore, is not merely an exercise in self-improvement, but a fundamental step towards more effective and enlightened living. Part 5. Take action one step at a time. A Stoic approach to life. Life bombards us with endless choices, from simple daily decisions like what to eat or watch, to the more profound questions about relationships and personal goals. It's easy to feel swamped by the sheer volume of decisions we need to make, a challenge that can sometimes lead to decision paralysis. Stoicism offers a grounding method to navigate this complexity through deliberate action. Imagine stepping into the shoes of the person you aspire to become. Direct every decision you face with this vision in mind. Are the choices you're making today reflective of that ideal person? This is a powerful thought experiment that can help align your daily actions with your broader goals. Marcus Aurelius, an advocate of this philosophy, suggested that transformation begins with immediate action. Procrastination, he argued, isn't just about delaying tasks. It's a barrier that keeps us from becoming who we truly want to be. Consider the metaphor of the archer. Just as an archer must aim and release the arrow to hit a target, you must define your goals and take active steps towards them. There's no success in merely holding the arrow. Yet, while having a target is essential, Marcus Aurelius reminds us that the real reward lies in embracing each step of the journey. Epictetus further emphasized that the pursuit of perfection, while an admirable goal, is fundamentally unattainable. Perfection in Stoicism or virtue isn't about achieving flawlessness, but rather, it is about striving towards these ideals, continuously and relentlessly. Therefore, instead of fixating solely on outcomes, revel in the process itself. Enjoy each moment, each decision, and each step forward. By doing so, you transform what might seem like mundane daily routines into fulfilling actions that contribute to your ultimate vision of self. Living stoically doesn't require monumental overnight changes, but rather, it advocates for making thoughtful, incremental steps every day. Through this practice, you not only move closer to your ideal self, but also enhance your overall enjoyment and satisfaction in life. Embrace the journey towards Stoic perfection, knowing well that the true essence of the philosophy lies in continual growth and self-reflection. Part 6. Turning setbacks into stepping stones with Stoic resilience. In our pursuit of goals and dreams, we often meticulously lay out our plans, hoping to smooth the path ahead. However, no plan is bulletproof. Unexpected obstacles frequently arise, and when they do, it's easy to feel thwarted or discouraged. Stoicism teaches a more effective approach to handling such challenges, emphasizing flexibility and resilience. Rather than getting bogged down by meticulous planning and worry about every potential setback, Stoics advocate for embracing creativity, independence, and adaptability. This mindset doesn't just prepare one to handle adversity, it trains one to harness obstacles as opportunities for growth and innovation. A key strategy in this approach is the adoption of what's known as a reverse clause, essentially a plan B. This concept involves always having a contingency in place, transforming what could be a roadblock into a path forward. For example, if a work project is lost due to a computer crash, a Stoic might see it as a chance to create something even better from scratch. Or, if one is stuck in traffic, it's an opportunity to enjoy an audiobook or a favorite podcast. This shift in perspective ensures that progress is continuous and that every hurdle contributes to development. The principle that the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way, as Marcus Aurelius famously stated, encapsulates this philosophy. Each obstacle is not merely something to overcome, but an opportunity to improve and redirect efforts more creatively. Ryan Holiday explores this concept extensively in his book, The Obstacle is the Way, underscoring the Stoic belief that every obstacle encountered doesn't have to end in defeat, but can actually redirect you to new paths and opportunities. By embedding this resilient mindset, we not only move forward despite life's inevitable setbacks, but also grow stronger and more capable in the process. Hence, managing expectations through Stoic principles doesn't mean lowering them, but rather preparing to pivot and adapt, making the most out of every circumstance, no matter how challenging. Part 7. Living a life of virtue. The Stoic quest. In the pursuit of a meaningful life, Stoic philosophy places the highest premium on virtue. Stoics believe that virtue, composed of courage, wisdom, moderation, and justice, is not simply an ideal, but the very purpose of life. This profound dedication to virtue serves as a guiding light through the maze of life's complexities. For instance, if your primary aim is to accumulate wealth, you may find that the target is ever shifting and potentially unfulfilling. Furthermore, this single-minded pursuit could lead you down a path where moral compromise becomes tempting. However, aspiring to virtue ensures that your actions remain aligned with moral integrity, regardless of your success or the material wealth you may accumulate. The beauty of virtue is that it doesn't prioritize wealth as an end goal, but doesn't oppose it either. Wealth gained through virtuous means is respected, but it's not the core pursuit. If you live virtuously, acting with courage, wisdom, moderation, and justice, you safeguard your moral compass, even in the relentless quest for success. Committing to a life of virtue requires profound personal dedication. As Seneca eloquently stated in his Moral Letters, every noble deed is voluntary. There's no external force that can compel you to embrace virtue. It's a choice that demands conscious effort and unwavering commitment. Marcus Aurelius, even as an emperor burdened with extensive responsibilities and power, exemplified this commitment. He wasn't coerced into virtuous living. He chose it earnestly, striving for good character, good intentions, and good actions. His leadership was not just about ruling, but about serving, driven by an innate desire to contribute positively to the lives of others. Marcus believed, as he noted in his Meditations, that collaboration and mutual support are fundamental to human nature. We are innately social beings, crafted to work together towards common goals. By helping others, we fulfill one of our most essential purposes and contribute to the greater good of society. Thus, embracing virtue isn't just about personal moral alignment. It's about broadening our impact, fostering communities where support and justice prevail, and inspiring others through our actions. In living virtuously, we don't just refine our own characters, we enrich the lives of all around us, crafting a legacy of integrity and compassion. Part 8. Embracing Pragmatism. Stoic Philosophy in Action. Philosophy often bears the stereotype of being abstract or detached from practical realities. Stoicism, however, shatters this perception by focusing on tangible results and practical solutions even under challenging conditions. Stoics are celebrated for their relentless commitment to action, distinguished by an ability to achieve their goals irrespective of circumstances. This practical approach is evident not just in philosophical debates, but in everyday life challenges and creative endeavors. Many creative individuals, for instance, believe that the right environment or a spark of inspiration is essential for productivity. However, they soon discover that such ideal conditions are elusive, and waiting for them can lead to stagnation. Stoicism teaches that the desire for perfect conditions is a misconceived distraction. The true test of resilience and focus is to work with what you have, wherever you are. This ideology is about engaging with the world as it exists, not as we wish it to be. This means that practicing Stoicism doesn't require isolation or dramatic changes in your environment. It can be integrated into your daily life, right here and now. Moreover, Stoicism addresses the common trap of all-or-nothing thinking, the notion that if something cannot be done perfectly, it is not worth doing at all. This mindset can severely hinder progress and personal growth. Stoicism advocates for a more forgiving approach, where efforts are valued even if the outcomes are imperfect. The philosophy encourages trying and possibly failing, as it's preferable to inaction, fostering a spirit of perseverance and resilience. Saul Alinsky, in his book Rules for Radicals, emphasized a similar point. Effective changemakers accept the world as it is, before attempting to improve it. This realistic acceptance doesn't dampen the desire for change. Rather, it grounds efforts in practicality, enhancing the chances of meaningful impact. Overall, Stoicism prompts us to engage actively with our environment, to be pragmatically relentless in our pursuits, and to guard against the paralysis of perfectionism. By advocating straightforward, adaptable actions in both personal and communal spheres, Stoicism not only enriches individual lives, but also empowers us to contribute effectively to the broader community. Part 9. Inner Strength and Resilience. The Stoics' Guide to Self-Reliance. Stoicism teaches that true power lies within self-reliance and the ability to maintain one's composure and integrity, regardless of external circumstances. This resilience is metaphorically described as an inner citadel, a fortress within each individual that remains untouchable by outside forces, yet vulnerable to internal turmoil. This concept of the inner citadel serves to remind us that our true strength resides not in our physical condition or material possessions, but in our internal responses and attitudes. External challenges such as disease, loss, or misfortune do not have the capacity to breach this citadel. What can threaten it, however, is our reaction to these adversities. Consider Cato the Younger, a figure admired within Stoic circles for his austere lifestyle and his readiness to face any hardship. Despite his affluence, Cato often eschewed comfort, choosing instead to go without a hat in harsh weather conditions or to walk barefoot. This wasn't a display of mere toughness. It was a deliberate exercise to fortify his resilience, ensuring that he could handle any discomfort life might throw his way. Cato understood that perceived misfortunes were opportunities to strengthen his inner fortress. Seneca, too, spoke of adversity as a necessary challenge. In his essay on Providence, he conveys that those who have not experienced hardship are deprived of the opportunity to prove their true mettle. Another profound embodiment of Stoic resilience is observed in the life of James Stockdale, a U.S. Navy vice admiral whose plane was shot down over Vietnam. Captured and subjected to brutal treatment as a prisoner of war, Stockdale's survival leaned heavily on his Stoic beliefs. Inspired by Epictetus, who was himself once a slave, Stockdale realized that while he had no control over his captivity, he retained absolute authority over his reactions to the situation. His survival strategy was rooted in a refusal to harbor illusions about rescue or submit to his captor's demands, maintaining his dignity and self-control despite extreme conditions. Stockdale's ordeal underscores a vital Stoic lesson. The ultimate form of resilience and strength arises from maintaining control over one's inner state, regardless of external circumstances. This inner citadel, though impervious to the physical assaults of the world, requires vigilant protection from the potential damages of despair, fear, and disillusionment. By cultivating a strong inner citadel, we equip ourselves to face life's challenges not only with endurance, but with integrity and a sense of purpose. This Stoic principle of self-reliance ensures that even in the direst circumstances, our core identity and values remain intact and invulnerable. Part 10. Embracing Sympatheia, the Stoic vision of universal connectedness. Stoicism emerged during an era marked by violence and mayhem, where human and animal lives were often egregiously devalued. Amid such chaos, the philosophy of Stoicism presented a stark contrast, advocating for a profound understanding of the interconnectedness of all beings, a concept they referred to as sympatheia. This interconnectedness underpins the Stoic belief that every creature and person is part of a larger, cohesive whole. Marcus Aurelius, in his seminal work Meditations, uses the metaphor of a beehive to illustrate this point. He suggests envisioning humanity as bees within a hive, where the well-being of the individual is intrinsically tied to the health of the collective. From this perspective, any action that harms the community is, indirectly, detrimental to the individual. The ethos derived from sympatheia is clear. The welfare of the community should always take precedence. This understanding directs every decision and action towards the collective good, transcending personal self-interest. However, putting this philosophy into practice requires more than just theoretical acceptance. It demands a personal commitment to consistently act in ways that benefit the broader community. Despite the ideal of communal welfare, the allure of self-interest remains potent. Temptations to act out of spite or selfishness are common, yet such actions often lead to regret and moral discomfort. This is exemplified in extreme scenarios, such as crimes of passion, where perpetrators are frequently overwhelmed by guilt and revulsion to the point of physical sickness. To counter selfish impulses and align actions with Stoic principles, one useful strategy is to constantly measure your actions against the ideal version of yourself. Before making any decision, ask yourself, Is this action reflective of the person I aspire to be? By holding yourself to a high standard and using it as a benchmark for behavior, you can ensure that your actions remain consistent with your values and beneficial to your community. Sympathia isn't just a philosophical concept, but a practical guide for living a morally coherent and interconnected life. By recognizing our role within the larger network of society and striving to act in harmony with it, we cultivate a life of virtue, purpose, and profound alignment with the Stoic pursuit of the common good. Part 11. Embracing Fate. How Stoics Turn Inevitability into Motivation. While many view hope positively and fear negatively, Stoics approach both emotions with a healthy dose of skepticism. This stems from their understanding that both emotions are rooted in concerns about the future, which by its nature is beyond our direct control. Stoicism introduces a powerful concept, amor fati, or love of fate. This philosophy encourages more than passive acceptance. It advocates for a profound embrace of whatever life throws our way, good or bad. Instead of fruitlessly desiring to mold every aspect of life to fit our whims, Stoics adapt their desires to align with reality, practicing what they call the art of acquiescence. By mastering this art, Stoics don't just passively endure life's trials, they actively engage with them, transforming potential obstacles into opportunities for personal growth. However, it's crucial to understand that this acceptance does not equate to resignation. Stoics are far from passive. They recognize that while they cannot control external events, they can control their responses to them. Consider Franklin D. Roosevelt, who aspired to the presidency but was diagnosed with polio at 39. Rather than viewing his illness as a career-ending setback, Roosevelt accepted his new reality and adapted, refusing to see himself as a victim. His resilience not only carried him into the presidency, but also made him one of the most revered leaders in American history. Similarly, Malcolm X, during his incarceration, chose to see his confinement not as a waste of years, but as an opportunity to educate himself and refine his worldview. This period of introspection and learning profoundly shaped his later work as a civil rights leader. These examples illustrate the Stoic belief in using what life presents to forge our own path. Instead of expending energy wishing for different circumstances, Stoics invest that energy into working with the present reality, crafting a life of purpose and action. Amor fati is thus not merely about making peace with fate, it's about loving it, with all its unpredictability and challenges. In doing so, Stoics tap into a profound source of strength and motivation, turning what many would see as limitations into the very tools of their success. Part 12. Confronting the Inevitability of Death with Stoic Courage. Everything has its end, from the mighty Roman Empire, which lasted 5 centuries, to the longest-lived human, who reached 122 years. This universality of endings is a core lesson of Stoicism, which teaches acceptance of death, not as a morbid fixation, but as a catalyst to live meaningfully. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor, implored us to live each day as if it were our last. His advice was not an encouragement towards reckless pleasure-seeking, but a call to live with intention and valor, to perform each act as if it could be our final contribution. This perspective invites us to reflect daily. If today were my final day, would I be satisfied with how I've lived? The contemplation of death indeed stirs fear, largely because of its mystery and finality. Yet, Stoics like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca found in this very inevitability a liberating aspect. If death truly is the cessation of everything, it also marks the end of pain, worry, and the fear of death itself. Thus, from a Stoic standpoint, fearing something that quells all fear seems irrational and counterproductive. Seneca exemplified this when he faced his own execution with composure, rebuking those who succumbed to panic and fear on his behalf. He believed that philosophical training was for such moments, to face the inevitable end not with dread, but with acceptance. Cicero, another philosopher influenced by Stoic ideas, famously said, "To philosophize is to learn how to die. This statement encapsulates the Stoic belief that the study of philosophy is not just academic, but deeply practical. Philosophy provides tools for crafting a life that, when we reach its conclusion, leaves us with a sense of fulfillment and peace. For Stoics, then, the practice of philosophy is an active daily exercise in shaping a life that ends as well as it was lived, a life that adheres to values that withstand even the ultimate test, the perspective of the deathbed. By embracing the inevitability of death, we are encouraged to focus on what truly matters and live each day with purpose and dignity. Final summary. Stoicism stands out as a profoundly practical philosophy. Far from being merely theoretical, it offers actionable guidelines that foster better decision-making and personal growth. By integrating Stoic principles into your life, you unlock a path not only to personal confidence and self-reliance, but also to meaningful contributions to society. This ancient philosophy teaches the value of self-control, resilience, and clear thinking, empowering individuals to pursue excellence in their personal and communal lives. Through Stoicism, you learn to navigate life's challenges with grace and fortitude, continuously striving for self-improvement and the greater good. Embrace these timeless teachings and witness a transformation not just in how you view the world, but also in how effectively you act within it. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.